Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And I just give glory to God. I hope you're getting these messages because some time back I had problems, but I hope they're going all the way through. I'm excited about today as always, and I glorify God in the midst, amen, praise God, of everything that goes on around me and that's above me and surely I praise him for who he is. And not only think, but I have decided, I made a decision to stay with him. And he's an awesome God. But the depth of this Bible and the words and the revelation of it will blow your mind. You know, we're used to the teachings and the hoopings and the hollings and all that the pastors do, the homiletics and all the rhyming and all the whatever they do to make a person's flesh rise and tickle them and cause them to rejoice. But as soon as they come out the church, they're dead. They're going back to that old sadness, that old worry, unhappiness, and whatever else they have to encounter in that day. What God is bringing in, if you will allow him, most of y'all, his true essence, his true being, his true righteousness, which is his spirit being. What he say? If you ain't worshiping him in the spirit in the churches, you don't know him. That's a connection, a relationship that you can worship him. And it ain't about making the flesh feel good, but it's causing the inward man, that spirit man, amen, to interact with God as a confirmation of him being who he is, a God delivers, a God that saves, a God that heals, a God that speaks a word in season, a God that is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and he's done all of these things. So I want to talk to you about the belly. Amen, and you probably say, well, what about the belly? Amen, praise God, it's just a part of our body. Amen, we take no thought to that and all that kind of stuff, but this is important. You better take thought to it because this devil is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And he removed the outward covering that Adam had, the spiritual man, and that spiritual man had to go down inside the belly in order to stay connected, in order to stay with God. Because Satan had wanted to take dominion, and it was through the workings of the flesh. The Bible saying no good thing in the flesh. And we know that. So God, I should add a blessing to the word. Amen. And let your glory be manifested in what I'm speaking. Open up their understanding and their eyes and their ears, be enlightened. Take off the blindfold, move the shackles, and destroy demonic oppression because Satan has no power. What a word is going for. Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Heal them from all manner of sickness, disease, worries, all traumatic experiences, and let them be able to adhere to what the Spirit is saying to the church. The Bible said we should resist him and he'll flee. Amen. Praise God. So the belly, amen, within itself is the seat of the carnal affections, but it's also the seat of the spiritual affections. And out of the belly should flow rivers of living water. The Bible say that, amen, praise God, that the word is used symbolic for the heart, that belly is, amen, the belly, amen, can be, you can call it, amen, where the hell is, or a lot of people say, I went down into that grave, or the belly is hell, or whatever. The underworld, the earth is the belly to the underworld, but we don't want to focus on the belly to hell. We only want to on the belly where as rivers of water flow. And so you can get your Bible, you can look at Titus 1:12 and Philippians 3:19, Romans 16:18, Proverbs 18:8, and 20:22, 22:18. Amen. And pick up some scriptures in reference to the belly. Amen. Praise God. The inward part is also called the womb. Amen. Praise God. And the womb houses or holds a child or children, if it's a twin or whatever. Amen. Praise God. Quadruplets, amen. Triplets, or whatever. Amen. And they cannot come out of the womb or the belly until there is an appointed time for them to birth forth. So we're going to talk about the various things that Satan has done and tried to do to cause life not to come forth. Amen. Praise God. And so we look at what God is saying concerning the belly. Amen. Praise God. And what's going on? You know, Paul literally said, we are so busy feeding the belly in the natural realm, instead of feeding the spiritual belly where our life begins. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to look at this. We're going to take, amen, a little time out to understand what's going on, because this is deeper than you can even imagine. Amen. Praise God. And God wants us to understand how to deal with our bellies. We overstuff them. We are fat. We abuse them with chemicals, drugs, and alcohol that transform, amen, praise God, and try to cause deformation, amen, in our spiritual baby, so that we are out of sync with God. I understand that, I don't know about y'all, but I experienced and I've heard various things. Satan works with openings that are in us. And I'm going to speak to you about Job and what happened to Job. And one of the things that Satan uses is to get into a person's body, and he does, even Christians go through this here. And he gets into their bodies through the mole of their head. Amen, praise God. That's opening from childbirth. Amen, praise God. It's very sensitive. He gets in by coming in through your mouth by eating food that is not right. If you see yourself in a dream, amen, and you're eating some food, that's demonic food. Spit it out, because he wants to go in and he wants to get inside of the belly. Then he gets in, and I'm going to tell you like it is, a woman's vagina, a man's penis. those are opening. And then he gets in through the backside, where you do your BM, he'll get in there. Anytime there's an opening where he can challenge to block the birth of the spiritual birth of your child, amen, he's going to do it. The Bible said, Jesus literally in Isaiah 53 travailed on the cross, birthing forth a new generation, the spirit being. Satan tried to block Jesus, amen, spiritually, so that he did all kind of attacks up on him. Luke 4 tells you about how he come in trying to tempt Jesus. If Jesus would allow any openings to be open, Satan would have got in. We would have been messed up, but Jesus was wise. Amen. Satan wants to enter into the inside of us, in our bellies, because he's already caused contamination with Adam and Eve, that he made the flesh to resurrect or rise over the spirit man. And the spirit man of Adam and Eve had to go inside. It could no longer house us on the outside. So the Bible speaks about Job. And one of the things that's interesting in the conversations with Job and his friends, if you notice that from the beginning, God, amen, praise God, had chosen Job, amen, and he was a man of God. He was of upright standing. The Bible said there was a man in the land of Oz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And that was literally born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he had much substance and cattle and sheep and camel and oxen, amen, praise God, and asses. So he was well known, amen, in that area by his substance and what he had and how he was able to be a preacher that sat at the gate and witnessed and helped those people. He fed them, he clothed them, he did everything that was right. He was a righteous man. He was upright before the Lord. But Satan came to him, who is God, and he asked God for Job. And God said, okay, you can do everything, but don't touch your soul. Now, some people say the soul was his flesh or his outward man. And some people understood the true fact that the soul was the soulless realm, where the seat of emotions is, the thoughts that drive the wheels, and then praise God. All of that lie, amen, that would have affected Job if Satan would have pulled that head down. Satan was not allowed to pull the head down over and away from Job. He was not allowed to contaminate the soulless realm nor the belly. Amen, we're talking about the belly today. So he goes on and he touches the family and everything around Job. Then he turned back around the second time. He comes in over a period of time, and then he asked God to let him touch, amen, praise God, him again. So he touches his flesh and caused all kind of balls and all kind of what you call evil stuff to come up on his body. I'm going to put it like that. And Job suffered this thing, but he never cursed God like his wife wanted him to do. He never did anything that would stop the relationship with God. But Satan wanted to get to the vital part of all of us, which is the belly, the womb, the matrix, like he did in 9/11 when he had the World Trade Center to be destroyed. Those airplanes alone could not destroy the World Trade Center. But people had gone in there and put mines in there, bombs in there, in various areas so that the building could collapse. Well, that was the belly or the womb, the matrix that carried all the vital information for world affairs, world issues, the economy, whatever. And it also was the mother of nations. And Satan wanted to destroy the belly, the source of life that was giving life to other nations. So he did his thing, and a lot of people said it wasn't Bin Laden, it was somebody else, and blah, blah, this. But whoever it was, they took instructions from Satan. The matrix is very important. The only matrix that we should have, amen, praise God, in birthing us is Father God, Jesus Son, who travailed on the cross to birth us forth. Once we birth forth, amen, that inward man began to take on, amen, praise God, the newness. Now, the Bible said in Job 32:19, behold, my belly is as wine, which had no vent. It is ready to burst like new wine. This was the period of testing that Job was going through, and his friends were saying all kind of stuff about him that wasn't right. But Satan was after getting to the belly where the wine resided, where as if the wine could not be in a position to come forth in that bottle, the old wineskin, with the new wine, that it would eventually burst and not produce anything. We are seeds, we are children, we are a part of God's matrix, the belly, the womb, in order to birth for more babies, in order to get the revelation of the word, in order to preach it, in order to understand what God is saying, in order to glorify God. No sin. But to glorify God to the point that you know that you know that you know that you have had a renewing in your belly. You know that you know that God has come in, because greater revelation will come out. Amen. That wine began to ferment, and Satan wants to stop the fermentation. He wants to stop, amen, the new wine from coming in. New levels, new devils, high dimension. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To the point that, amen, it begins to be a battle. So Satan is trying to touch Job's inward man, the belly. He's trying to touch our inward man and contaminate it. That's why he feeds us dirty food. That's why he wants us to lust. That's why he wants us to have sex without marriage. He wants to contaminate the inner man so that his seeds can go in and try to overthrow God. So Job was saying, he said, I got new wine in me. Through my sufferings and my tribulation, what Satan is trying to do, amen, praise God, I'm coming up higher in this attack. And so mine is not to charge God falsely, accuse him, but mine is to, amen, glorify him through what I'm going through. And so the new wine was coming forth, but Satan wanted to put a stopper. He wanted to block the revelation of the word. He wanted to block the will of God. He wanted to block your progress. He wanted to block you even having a relationship with God. He wanted to take the word. He wanted to do everything he can to stop you from birthing forth your new wine or your baby. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he goes in and try to do that with Job, and then he bring along, amen, all of his so-called friends who literally cause havoc and hardship, that he would be confused in what was going on. I don't choose Satan to be my God. I don't want nothing to do with him. Amen. The womb is the belly where all life force begins. And then we got the dealing of the matrix itself. It has with each child an umbilical cord, and is connected to the womb and the child. And then the water is the cleansing away of the germs that could cause infection after a child is born. Or it is the new wine that causes, amen, praise God, a new wine to come forth, amen. And both of them are in agreement, and they grow up, rise up at the same time. As the wine begin to fermentate, amen, praise God, which is your spiritual man, amen, praise God, the flesh will begin to rise up as well, because it won't stay in that condition that the enemy is trying to put us in. We have a new wine and new mindset. Amen. We know that the flesh is always going to be corrupt. It's going to fight. But, amen, I'm really talking about how it's got to, amen, become subject again to the spirit man. And so Satan is trying to stop the birth process. The water is also like wine in the Bible. It must not be, amen, praise God, kept in an old wine skin. For when the fermentation process begins, it will burst, amen, praise God. And all of that good wine will, amen, come out, amen. And there is no transformation in that process. It's totally destroyed. So Satan comes in. Comes in with lies and all kinds of spiritual deception in order to stop the will of God. But it's ours to keep, amen, our spirit man renewed, and it's renewed every day. Amen. Praise God. And it's up for us to literally believe God and trust in Him, because Satan is a liar. He'll have you so convinced that he is telling the truth until it begins to drive you crazy, because the mind can't take on Satan. The mind cannot take on Satan and his thoughts. The spirit man cannot take on Satan. It will begin to go crazy until it begins to want to abort, amen, the call of God on your life. And so Job said, behold, my belly is as wine which had no vent, no opening, because Satan has stopped the vent, the opening of the wine skin, so that it could not allow the wine to flow. You can get so much of Satan attacking you until the wine or the it stopped flowing, the word stopped flowing, the anointing stopped flowing, and Satan will have you in bondage. Amen, praise God, so that your new wine, amen, praise God, cannot come out. And it's got to come out, because you can't keep on going around the same mountain all the time. He said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. He changeth the times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. That is, God is bringing revelation to you today. Stop allowing the enemy to get in your spirit man, because that's where rivers of living water flow. And I told you what the river of water could be as far as in representation. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. You need the light. We need the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank thee and pray thee, O thou God of my father, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For, thank you, Jesus, thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. This is another part of the Bible that was spoken. Amen. Praise God. The belly means the womb, like I say. Amen. Praise God. And Satan is causing the birthing to be delayed, for out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water is constantly moving inside of us. And water cannot be retained in rivers. They have to have an opening to flow into the oceans and the seas and wherever they got to go. And it's a cycle, amen, that they go through. Amen. And so because of this, it cannot stay still. Out of your bellies, amen, those rivers of living water cannot stay still. They are supporting the birth of the child. If you look, amen, praise God, that water that surrounds the baby, amen, it begins to take on a new, I'm going to say, a new attitude. And it begins to move around, amen, praise God. And that water sac bursts because it's time for that baby to come forth. Amen. That has to come to a position whereas it can no longer contain the baby, and the baby comes forth. Amen. Praise God. Because that water has been broken. A lot of people say, oh, I've just been using the bathroom. Well, that water has came forth, and that baby cannot come forth, amen, praise God, until that water is broken. And so when the womb, amen, get ready to bring that baby forth, everything in it will begin to walk in obedience to God's will concerning the flowing of the water and the baby coming forth, amen, and then the umbilical cord still connected, amen, which as, amen, with Christ and us, that water, that living water, has to cleanse up all the impurities out of that woman's body, out of our spiritual man. Every demonic pressure that Satan has tried to put on us, lust of the flesh, sexual immoralities, pornography, child molesting, anything of the flesh that will please the flesh, or anything of the spirit that the spirit has caught on to, has to be removed, amen, because God will not have an unrighteous person before him. Amen. And they can't stand and do his will if they're unclean. So we as the body of Christ need to be in a position where as we keep our bellies, our inward man, clean. Our bodies is the temple of the living God. It should be always purified and clean. That belly should always be birthing forth new wine or new, amen, babies. Amen. You stay pregnant for a season. When that season comes, that baby comes. But, amen, praise God, the belly have to be clean and purified after that. Don't allow Satan to put blockage to enter into your soulish realm, your inward man, or your spirit man, because he'll contaminate you to the point that you can no longer produce normal babies, or you won't be able to produce any children spiritually so at all. He's trying to put a stopper inside the belly through demons coming in. And that will stop the water from flowing. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He will suppress all of your gifts. Job 32:19. You can read it. I just give God the glory, because when God gave me that revelation, I said, okay, I understand why this enemy is fighting so bad. He took the heads down from Adam and Eve. Now he's after the heads. that protects us, our spiritual man, our belly. Amen. Praise God. Our souls from developing into the new man that we're supposed to be. Clean up your belly through the word. Amen. Job did. Job had an experience. That's an experience. But you can win. God bless.